In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. Blessed eighth Sunday after Trinity. I know there's some stumbling blocks along the way this morning. The Regbri is passing through town, is probably keeping many of our folks from coming. When it should be, all the Regbri folks show up here, right? We should be bursting at the seams today. Well, nevertheless, where two or three are gathered, there our Lord promises to be with us. We're very thankful for that. One change this morning. We're going to start a new chant tone for our introit. We've been singing the same one every week for a long time. And so we're going to try a new one out today and hopefully keep that for a little while. Not quite as long. Other than that, our lesson today, our sermon and our text focus our attention on Jesus, our rabbi, our true teacher, who warns us to stay away of and beware of false teachers. And our catechism lesson today is the fourth commandment, honor your father and your mother. So we begin singing 707, Oh, that the Lord would guide my ways. Guide my ways to keep His statutes still. Oh, that my God would grant me grace to know and do His will. Order my footsteps by Thy word, and make my heart sincere. And should I rule dominion, Lord, Lord, keep my conscience clear. Assist my soul too apt to stray, a stricter watch to keep. And should I e'er forget Thy way, restore Thy wandering sheep. Make me to walk in Thy commands, 'tis a delightful road. Nor let my head or at all hands offend against my God. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon Him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as His people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking His grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have thought on your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple. As your name, O God, so your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, his holy mountain. Within her citadels, God has made himself known as a fortress. Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Is our God forever and ever. He will guide us forever. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. We have thought on your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple. So your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. Goodwill from God in heaven proclaimed at Jesus' birth. And bless you, Father, your holy name we sing. Our thanks for your great glory, Lord God, our only King. To you, O soul begotten, the Father's Son, we pray. O Lamb of God, our Savior, you take our sins away. Have mercy on us, Jesus, receive our heartfelt cry. Where you in power are seated at God's right hand on high. You alone are holy, you only are the Lord. Forever and forever be worshipped and adored. You with the Holy Spirit alone are Lord Most High. Father's glory, amen, our glad reply. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Grant to us, Lord, the Spirit to think and do always such things as are right, that we who cannot do anything that is good without you may be enabled by you to live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for our catechesis. What is the fourth commandment? Honor your father and your mother. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not despise or anger our parents and other authorities, but honor them, serve and obey them, love and cherish them. We sing our verse.
You are to honor and obey your father, mother, every day. Serve them each way that comes to hand. You'll then live long in the land. Have mercy, Lord.
This time we invite forward our children for a catechetical lesson. Good morning, and peace be with you. Amen. In these past couple weeks, we've learned about how God has ordered our relationship with Him. There shall be no other gods before me. We should not misuse the name of the Lord our God by swearing or cursing or anything like that, but call upon Him in prayer and praise and give thanks. And that we should honor the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. That we should not stay away from gathering together on this day to hear the reading of God's word from the, does anyone know what that's called? Remember? From the lectern? Or to hear it preached from the gospel, preached from the pulpit? We're supposed to come here to hear that and hear it preached and to pray together and receive God's gifts from this altar. But right after God teaches us these very important commandments, the first, second, and third commandment, He begins to teach us how He ordered our relationship to one another. Right away, He teaches us about fathers and mothers. Next to God, the highest authority in all creation are fathers and mothers. The highest authority isn't the president. It's not a police officer. It's not your teacher or even your pastor. The highest authority next to God is your father and your mother. And that is good. Now, God teaches us that we're to love everybody, right? Yes. But to fathers and mothers, He also adds this word, that we are to honor them. Right? It means we are to serve and obey them, to love and to cherish them, to hold them dear. We're supposed to listen to what they have to say and obey their word. Okay? Your mom and your dad are a gift from God for you. They serve God by serving us. They give us clothing and shoes. How many of your moms and dad dressed you this morning? Did you dress yourself, right? I know your mom dressed you. Or they laid out your clothes, or they at least washed them and put them in your drawer so you could pick them out yourself. Wow. They give you clothing and shoes, food and drink, and a house and home, right? They teach us. They discipline us when necessary, and they encourage us to learn and to grow. Most importantly, your parents serve you by bringing you here, like they did this morning. They bring you here so you can hear God's word read, right, from the lectern or preached from the pulpit, so you can pray with the whole congregation, and you can receive God's wonderful promises and blessings and gifts. This is why we are to honor and obey our parents, our mothers, and our fathers. We give thanks to God for them and for our moms, for our grandmas and grandpas, and all the people in authority. They are God's servants to watch over you, to care for you, and to keep you close to Jesus and to his love and forgiveness. So let's pray to God for your parents. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, from whom all fatherhood on earth is given, we give you thanks for the gift of our parents and all others in authority. Forgive us when we dishonor and disobey them, and help us to serve and love and cherish them because this pleases you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. All right. You may go back to your seats. Good job. God's blessings to you. Go on. Go on. He has his eyes closed. Go on, Theo. Theodore, honor your father and your mother, right? We just learned that. Go. Old Testament reading for the eighth Sunday after Trinity is from Jeremiah chapter 23. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the word of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They say continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, it shall be well with you. And to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, no disaster shall come upon you. For who among them has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see and to hear his word? Or who has paid attention to his word and listened? Behold, the storm of the Lord, wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest. It will burst upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intents of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it clearly. I did not send the prophets, yet they ran. I did not speak to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, then they would have proclaimed my words to my people, and they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their deeds. Am I a God at hand, declares the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall there be lies in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies, and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart, who think to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, even as their fathers forgot my name for Baal? Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let him who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, declares the Lord? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from Acts chapter 20. We see how God's people responded to their teacher, to St. Paul, an apostle. St. Paul said, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things, to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert. Remember that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And there was much weeping on the part of all. They embraced Paul and kissed him, being sorrowful most of all because of the word he had spoken, that they would not see his face again. And they accompanied him to the ship. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Paul was on his way to Rome to die. We stand to sing the Alleluia.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 7th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name?' And then will I declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We confess the faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven. God, the Father Almighty, from whence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. That's the apostolic teaching right there. You know it. You confess it. What a wonderful gift. You may be seated as we sing our sermon hymn 585, Lord Jesus Christ, with us abide.
Spared your holy word and sacrament. Into each dark and loveless place, may glorious truths that we have heard, the bright sword of your mighty word, spurn Satan that your church be strong, bold, unified in act and song. Restrain, O Lord, the human pride that seeks to thrust your truth aside, or with some man-made thoughts or things would dim the words your Spirit sings. Stay with us, Lord, and keep us true. Preserve our faith our whole life through. Your word alone, our heart's defense. Glorious confidence.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We Christians have a great gift for the people of this world. It's the greatest teaching, the greatest curriculum known to man. And we need it. Across the globe, people are searching for an answer to that age-old question, who am I? Who am I? Now, it used to be, who is God? But we replaced that with, who am I? Now, just as this world's teachers had no answer to give us for who is God, neither can they tell us who we are. Instead, they say, you've got to figure that out for yourself. It's a seemingly empowering message, but it's deceptive. But you, O Christian, you have a heavenly teacher, and he gives you a better answer. You are a child of God, a child whom our Lord created. A sinner, an enemy, no doubt. The Ten Commandments teach us this. But a sinner and an enemy whom God, out of great love, willingly redeemed and reconciled by his own blood poured out for you. by this shed blood, you are a forgiven child, holy, beloved. You are a disciple of the greatest teacher known to man. Our rabbi gives us a new identity, a new understanding of our own selves that no one can take away, an eternal reality. We are free, free from trying to figure it all out for ourselves. We have God and a new life, a new purpose, a new and better way to live. This teaching, God's teaching, we get to share this with the world. We get to participate in giving lost and hurting people this teaching of our God who loves them. They don't know it. You get to share that. Wow. God desires to give them everything they truly need. What a gift. For those in this world who are struggling with identity issues, and there are a lot of them, we direct them right to Jesus, to that new man, the new Adam, who crucifies our old sinful identities in himself, in his own body, and raises us up anew with him in the newness of life through a baptism in his name. You have identity issues? Look there to the font, to Christ. For those who are looking for truth that they can touch and taste and see, we direct them to Christ in the supper. Here, the very same love we find displayed on the cross of Calvary, this love is placed into our mouths and into our bodies. It is perfect, tangible love, flesh and blood, spirit and life love, which you can taste and see. Doubtless, the people of this world will ask us, or challenge us, I should say, and how do we know for certain that God loves us and cares for us in these very unique ways? Is this just your opinion, O Christian? Is this a human tradition that you've just grown up with? Is it just a nice thought or a spiritual feeling? Kind of hope. You hope it's true. Behold, even our children sing the answer. Jesus loves us, this we know, for the Bible tells us so. How do we know for certain that God loves us? The Bible tells us so. We have the Bible, the whole counsel of God, the written testimony of God's apostles and prophets who have declared his word and witnessed his promises come true. The Bible is more than just a testimony of men. It's the testimony of God, the testimony which God has borne concerning his Son. Though every man be a liar, and that we are, God is not a liar. He has established the truth. He has proven himself for the sake of all. He is the one who created us, whom we have sinned against, and are by nature his enemies, the Ten Commandments. His word tells us this. And he would have been just in totally destroying us. My word is like fire, he says. But God is also merciful. And so he promised to our forefathers that he would redeem us. He told them how he would do it, and he gave them countless signs and wonders which sealed his promises to them and testified to his truthfulness. We have their word, their word of these things written right here in our Bible. What God promised to those of old, He has fulfilled every single word. Like a long list of checked boxes, God has proven Himself to be faithful and true. Just as it is written of Him, God's Son Jesus has come from heaven. He is the Christ, the promised Messiah, whom God sent to die for us all, to shed His blood on Calvary, that incarnate flesh and blood, and to set we sinners free. He forgives our sins. And then, just as He said He would, and just as it is written of Him, Jesus rose again from the dead on the third day. We have this testimony, God's testimony. We have it. A promise sealed in Christ's own blood and proved by His resurrection. A New Testament, a miracle witnessed by thousands. We have their word, God's word. We have His Spirit. We have everything. What a teaching this is. It is a light to make sense of who we are and why we are here. It illuminates all the different aspects of life and of this creation. And beautifully, it informs our every vocation. Father, mother, son, daughter, worker, employer, ruler, servant. How about this, for example? How blessed it is to be a doctor or a nurse. As you're treating those under your care, you personally know the God who created that patient's body, who redeems that body with His own body, and whose will it is to sanctify and heal that body with His own life and spirit. I'm going to take a wild guess that none of today's prominent medical journals or health class textbooks teach us that. Nicole, do they? No. But man, doesn't it make all the difference? It does. As you're walking into a tough medical situation, God goes with you. The very same God who gives you true care for those patients. The very same God who sustains you in Christ Jesus. And through you is working His healing. And if you mess up and fail, He's the same one who forgives you. And if the healing doesn't come, He comforts you in the truth that in all things His will is done. Wow. I wish our textbook said that. They should. God's word and teaching applies to every single aspect of medical care, from His creative order and providence to the social interactions and spiritual dimensions among the staff and patients, to the very heart and center of why you're there, and an answer for you for any and every situation you will ever face. He's there and He's got His word for you. Wow. Our rabbi makes all the difference. What a blessing it is to abide in the hands of our great physician of body and soul. In a sense, the guy who's got all the PhDs, right? All of them. Rabbi, teacher. Well, how about a second example of a teacher or a student? How blessed it is to be a teacher or a student. As you walk into any classroom, you know Him who is the foundation of all knowledge and wisdom, and you daily converse with Him. You have His word and the whole counsel of God at your fingertips. your own life and your education is established on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, upon the Bible, with Christ himself being that chief cornerstone upon whom the entire house of knowledge and wisdom is built. What a blessing it is to have all the schoolhouse subjects undeniably connected to God's Word. He makes sense of this entire world. He teaches us how he made it and ordered it and still governs it. He gives us motivation to teach and to learn. He gives us insight into history, right? Inspires us to learn it. I know some that just hate history. But when you see history through God's eyes, through the church's eyes, man, it's something to behold. He helps us understand today's social movements and the different religions and all the various philosophies and false teachings which are wreaking havoc on our world. He teaches us, he illuminates it, and shows us why it's wrong. God teaches us how to test these spirits and understand these false teachers, what their drive is, what they're looking for and trying to teach. He teaches us how to avoid these false teachers, how to refute them, argue with them in a good way, and even how to evangelize them. Beware of them, Jesus says, yes, but also he gives us a heart to lead them out of darkness into life. Those teachers who claim to be enlightened and woke are in fact blind and in the darkness. Good Lord, deliver them, we pray. God grants us to understand his mathematics and the science of his creation. God teaches us how to hear, how to discern, how to understand the world we live in, our own selves, our bodies, our own sins, and fleshly inclinations. I doubt any textbook teaches us that. He helps us to discern truth from falsehood, logic from foolishness, virtues from vices, good fruit from bad. He instructs us in godly vocations and how to interact in the home and in society. God even teaches us his statutes for governing authorities that they might rightly learn from him how they are to govern and serve. He doesn't leave them in the darkness either. He teaches us also how to live under them and to pray for them as we do and will do today. God gives us and all our teachers such a glorious curriculum which we would all do well to attend to in all times, in all places, no matter what. A third and final example, a short one. God blesses fathers and mothers in their vocation, teaches them. As the father of all, from whom all fatherhood is named, we learn from God how to care for our children and to raise them up in all things in the training and discipline of our Lord. To set their minds right in every single situation through God's admonition and his counsel. To take every word and thought captive to the word of Christ. By his grace, God gives to parents a great concern for their children's education, not only in what they are learning and from whom, but also a heart to consider what our children aren't learning. And so always and constantly direct them in all things to the one and only teacher of us all. To him, then, does this teacher and pastor commend you, to him and to his word, St. Paul does in Acts there with the people of that congregation. Finally, God bless you with his word, that it may be your constant companion, and that you might meditate upon it earnestly, so that in learning all things in Christ Jesus, You may be shielded and delivered from all the false teachers and prophets of this world, and instead be made wise unto salvation, so that growing and maturing in the fullness of Christ our Rabbi, you may be his instrument in his service, that he may accomplish many amazing works through you for the sake of those whom he has called you to serve and to love, with a love and a life that has no end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Couple of announcements for our congregation. A joyous announcement, the birth of Graham Gerald Radke. Right, another grandson there. Awesome. Son of Skyler and Jordan. He was born on Thursday, July 22nd at 1 o'clock in the morning. What a wonderful blessing. An open house has been scheduled for, Martin and Jeannie Glinky. It'll be Sunday, August 8th from 2 to 4 at the Alta Country Club. Information there for you. And then a baby shower for Tristan Glinky on August 14th in Holstein. With these announcements, we will now turn to our Lord in prayer. Oh, and Marcy, wonderful blessing for your healing. Awesome. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O God, you have brought us, your people, into the city and holy mountain of your church. Rejoicing in your judgments and promises, we come before you boldly with our petitions through the merits and meditation of Christ, our righteousness, who sits at your right hand. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, you send out your word so that all people may obtain faith in your Son. Send out faithful preachers and teachers to run tirelessly with your word and make known your goodness and gracious will. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in holy baptism you adopted us in him and gave us your Spirit. Keep us in our baptism in this new birth and identity. Bring it to our remembrance every day. Let it be for us a constant source of comfort and confidence in all times of suffering, with hope for the eternal inheritance you have prepared for us in Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of all nations, direct and defend all who make, administer, and judge our laws. Bless and protect our soldiers, police, and all those who work to keep our communities safe. Keep us from all violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. Teach us to grow in virtue and live in peace with everyone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, you are a fortress to your people. In your temple, we think on your steadfast love in Christ. Hear us on behalf of all who need protection, healing, strength, and comfort, especially for our infants, most especially for Graham, and for all mothers, expecting mothers, Tristan, Holly, Heather, and Anjali, for all who are ailing, Max, Scott, Marcy, Carrie, Mike, Ryan, Chad, John, Anna, Glenn, Heather, and Frank, for our homebound, Lorraine, Larry, Janice, and Daryl, and for Mike in hospice care. Defend them from the attacks of the evil one and cause them to join in your praise. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, through your Son, our good shepherd, you care for your flock in this world. Direct, defend, and bless all pastors as they care for the church which Christ obtained with his own blood. Strengthen them as faithful shepherds and overseers especially as they feed your flock the very body and blood of Christ, that there would be no division among your sheep, but all would be united by your truth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of truth, protect your flock from the wolves that seek to mislead and devour the sheep through their false teaching. Give us discernment to test them against your word, and so recognize false prophets by their bad fruit. Preserve your church in the pure doctrine of your word, that the good fruit of salvation would be offered to all who hear and believe. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
the holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth, adored, with full acclaim shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna in the low. Truly blessed is he who comes, the name of the Lord.
Blessed are you, O Lord, our God. You once proclaimed your saving promise through the prophets of Israel, and by the apostles and evangelists, you published the good news of your saving promise fulfilled in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Grant that we, being instructed in the doctrine of the blessed apostles and evangelists, may faithfully eat his body and drink his blood and declare his salvation to all the world. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he, our rabbi, has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, our great rabbi and teacher, strengthen and preserve you in the New Testament in his blood until life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen.
Let your servant depart in heavenly peace, for I have seen the glory of your redeeming grace. A light to lead the Gentiles unto your holy hill. The glory of your people, your chosen Israel. All glory to the Father, all glory to the Son, all glory to the Spirit, forever three in one. For as in the beginning, is now, shall ever be, God's triune name resounding through all eternity.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. You may be seated for our final hymn, 643.
Send forth by God's blessing, our true faith confessing, the people of God from his dwelling take leave. The supper is ended, oh now be extended, the fruits of this service in all who believe. The seed of his teaching, receptive souls reaching, shall blossom in action for God and for all. His grace did invite us, his love shall unite us, the work for God's kingdom and answer his call. Through God ever living, the tasks of our everyday life we will face. Our faith ever sharing, in love ever caring, embracing each children of each tribe and race. With your feast you feed us, with your light now lead us, unite us as one in this life that we share. Then may all the living with praise and thanksgiving honor to Christ and his name that we bear.